Hi guys, my name is Kristen Lamont. I have a dream of starting a podcast. Here's the thing, I feel like there is so much to motherhood that is not really talked about. There's kind of like this line of you don't want to share too much and scare people, but also it's so important to share the realities so that when you are going through the struggles of motherhood, you know that other people can relate to what you're feeling. So there's definitely a difference between sharing to scare and sharing to enlighten. And my goal is that I want to have myself share my like experiences and everything that I have felt and gone through in this journey called motherhood. And I also want to interview so many other moms that have gone through different things. Just sharing like the real nitty-gritty feelings when you're just walking through the mud, so that if you end up going through that same journey or struggle that another mom has gone through, you'll know you're not alone and you'll know there's nothing wrong with you. Also, you'll know how they were able to get out of that hard place, whether that be, counseling, medication, getting a nanny, I don't know, whatever solution they found. So I figured that this very first episode, putting bunny ears up episode, would be me just sharing the start of my motherhood journey, which would be my labor and delivery. One day I do want to go back and share more about the pregnancy experience. For sure, that's going to be a huge part of what I talk about. But a good introduction is my labor and delivery story, which it's not anything traumatic or anything, but I think it'd be cool if you're in the right headspace to go and listen to labor and delivery stories. You can really learn so much. It's not scaring you into giving you anxiety of what can happen. It's almost like this is what can happen, these are the solutions, and I don't have to be afraid. It's a little bit empowering when you're in the right headspace. So I'm gonna get started with my birth story. So I was 38 weeks and 6 days pregnant. I had a really hard last month of pregnancy. I got sick with like strep throat or something really gnarly, where I ended up in the hospital getting IVs, fluids and stuff because I was just not doing good. I was like passed out on in my bed, like it was weird. So I ended up going to the hospital, and then after that, I kept feeling like I was going into labor. My son was so low, and I'd like squat down and felt like he was gonna fall out of me. And then I ended up getting the stomach flu like 4 days before I went into actual labor. So I woke up that morning really early and I just felt horrible. I was in the shower for hours, just like I didn't know I had the stomach flu. I thought that I was maybe going into labor. I didn't know what it felt like. So my husband just sat there with me and we ended up going to labor and delivery. And I got in there and I ended up, okay, TMI warning. There's gonna be a lot of TMI. I ended up having diarrhea in the hospital. And they just told me, you're not in labor, you're sick. So I got home and I just felt horrible. Like, end of pregnancy, stomach flu after strep throat, I was wrecked. So I ended up throwing up that day and it took a few days. I just, again, felt horrible. And then I ended up going into labor 4 or 5 days later. So it was 4 a.m. and I rolled over in bed, kind of just adjusting myself, and I felt a little like almost like when you're on your period and you feel that little tiny gush. Actually, that's exactly what it felt like. And I like shot up. I was wide awake. This is the moment I had been waiting for. I had been waiting to go into labor, you're like everything feels like it's the start of your labor. And I run to the tile in our bathroom. This was our last house that we lived in. And I see a little drip go on the floor. I think I had taken my underwear off or something. I see a little drip go on the floor. It was like this yellow liquid. And I go, Shane Lamont, that's my husband. I was like, my water just broke. And literally, that's what I said. It was like, felt like a movie. So I did what they tell you to do, which is to put a pad on and to see if you soak the pad. And I didn't soak the pad anymore. And I thought, did I literally pee my pants? How bizarre. Oh my gosh, that just reminded me of the reel that goes, how bizarre, how bizarre. Sorry. Okay, so I didn't soak through my pad. I had an appointment scheduled for 11 a.m., so I thought, I can just wait till then. I'm not gonna run in. I'd ran to labor and delivery so many times. I'm like, I have an appointment scheduled. I'm just gonna stick with that appointment. And somehow my husband, oh, he went to work and came back. He was with me. I don't know how he was with me. So we go in, and I tell my doctor, I'm like, I felt a little gush this morning. I put a pad on, didn't soak through it, nothing else happened. She tests it, and it was amniotic fluid. So she literally is like, go home, get your bags, the hospital is waiting for you. And when you've been pregnant for, it felt like the whole year because I was due in December, or I was due in January, but it was December. Felt like I'd been pregnant the whole year, and I was literally, we were on cloud nine. We like drove home, we're crying, we're calling all our family. It's time, he's coming, it's time. And we got home, I took a shower. That's what my sister, she works in labor and delivery. So she's like, try and get as good feeling as you can before you go in. Got our bags. I'm sending videos to people of like, my water broke, we're going, he's coming. So we get to the hospital. I actually have a whole labor and delivery vlog. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, like it starts at this point of us driving to the hospital. My YouTube is Kristen Lamont, and you can just type in labor and delivery video, and it starts right at this point. So I'm in the car, I'm just talking about how, as a woman who has wanted children her whole life, this was the moment I had been waiting for and the moment that I had been so nervous for. Like, labor and delivery is just like something that is so, it's like an unknown. You can't ever know what it's gonna be like. You hear all these stories, but you just don't know until you're in it. And so I had all these fears of like what could happen. You just never know. You can have your plan, but you just never know. And so we get to the hospital and we get checked in and we get this awesome room. I'm still not contracting at all. We are just vibing. I get in my gown. We're like so giddy. This is way before COVID, so I was able to have my mother-in-law and my mom in the room. And honestly, so happy with that decision. I definitely want to talk more about that, of who you want in your labor and delivery room, because it does really truly matter. At this, like, I loved my mom being there through every stage of labor, delivery, and postpartum care. She was just like my comfort blanket. So they're there. It now is, we checked in at 2 or 3 p.m., and then at 5 p.m., I still wasn't contracting. So, mind you, this is 13 hours since my water partially broke, and they started me on Pitocin. And wow, I'm gonna say how it is. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, I'm gonna say how it is. They started me on Pitocin, and within 15 minutes, I was contracting and acting like an animal. So that sounds scary. I just want to preface that through this whole thing, there is nothing that's gonna get in my way of me meeting my baby. The motivation, the strength, the just power that I felt, I just had the endurance of like a tank. Like nothing was going to get in my way and nothing was gonna stop me. It hurt like hell, but nothing was gonna stop me. I wasn't scared. I felt so much. I really truly feel like it's how God makes us. Like the hormones that are raging through my body make me feel so strong. And so I start contracting like an animal. I mean, acting like an animal. Literally, I was on my feet with my hands together, leaning over the bed. The bed was pretty tall. And I'm just like, oh. And I look up and I make eye contact with my mother-in-law, and the look on her face, the fear for me, I felt so bad. She's just looking at me like, oh gosh, are you okay? And there's nothing they can do. And I'm just like, ah. And that lasted, gosh, the timeline is so blurry. Watch my labor and delivery video, there's time tags on it. So a little bit later, I'm like, I am just. So the nurse gets me on the bed and puts a peanut ball between my legs, and I'm on my right side. A peanut ball is almost like a med or not a medicine ball, an exercise ball, but it's in the shape of like a styrofoam peanut. Google it, a peanut ball. So that's between my legs. The contractions, like my stomach is just hard as a rock, and all of a sudden I feel like literally a balloon filled with water inside your belly. Imagine that. My stomach muscles squeeze it so tight that it bursts. Everyone in the room, because you have the monitors on your stomach monitoring your contractions and the baby's heartbeat. The baby's heartbeat was at the bottom left, and then the contractions were up higher. And so they can hear the heartbeat on the monitor. So they hear my water burst, and it just goes like blah, 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 all over the bed. So when that happened, the contractions like got worse because there was no cushion. There was nothing else. It was just like so tight, and yeah. So after that, it got pretty intolerable. So they gave me something called Stadol, which this is something I didn't know about, and if you do some research on it, it can cause some effects on the baby after they come out, is what I've been told. So this is something that I definitely look into if you are going to have a baby soon. Just research Stadol. I believe it's spelled Staydol. It's kind of like the pain relief that they can give you before the epidural. So they give me that. And literally I put the IV in my arm, and it felt like I was falling back. Alice in Wonder style. Eyes roll back, I fall back into the abyss, and I start having these like weird dreams. I can still feel the contractions, but it's like I'm on drugs. I literally had like a dream of driving through lights, and during it, I wanted to sing Bohemian Rhapsody. So there's a video of me singing Bohemian Rhapsody that's in my labor and delivery video. It was funky, and it lasted for a while, but it held me over until I got my epidural at 3 centimeters. And honestly, like I don't know what that time frame was. Like I don't know how long I was like loopy. So it's time for the epidural. I had so many questions about the epidural. First, let me describe what contractions felt like to me. Contractions felt like a giant man was inside my body cracking my hips. Another explanation I feel like would be, imagine knives being right at, like if you reach down and feel your hip bones, imagine knives being pushed in right there and turned. That's how I would describe mine. My contractions, I think, were a lot different than what people normally feel if you start gradually, but mine went from like, I'm not contracting at all to like, here's Pitocin and like, you're at level 100. I don't know. I have nothing to compare it to. I think, though, if you felt them earlier on and you had a more natural start to your labor, they wouldn't feel so intense. So I'm at 3 centimeters. It's time for the epidural. I've been so nervous for this. They get me on the edge of the bed. I hunch my back over, and I'm holding Shane's hands. He's right in front of me. And I think my, was I in crisscross applesauce or were my feet down? I think my feet were down. And he's holding my hands, and I've been so nervous that I was going to have a contraction while it was happening and not be able to stand it. I did have a contraction, and they told me I was breathing too fast, which is what was causing me to get like nauseous. So they said, slow down your breathing. And I literally didn't even feel the epidural. They numb it before they put the needle in. So they numb it. I get through the contraction, they get it in. And it was just like a huge change in the entire environment. I'm still feeling them. At this point, it feels like period cramps and like you have to pee really bad. So once they get my epidural in, I get my catheter. Praise the Lord for catheters. Because I had to pee this whole time, but like I'm not about to get up and go to the bathroom. Like I'm contracting so bad. So I get my catheter. Sweet relief. Didn't feel the catheter. Didn't hurt at all. All I felt was relief. So then it's way tolerable. And at this point, it's like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And I literally jump from a 3 to a 9 in like an hour and a half. That's how like much I was contracting and just how low he was. And I could feel him like wiggling down. It was crazy. I could feel his head like pushing and like there is so much pressure when they're about to come out. It's incredible. What it feels like is like you're about to take the biggest poop of your entire life. That it's like an intensified version of having to take a poop. Literally. I'm going to take a drink of water. So, I literally was singing, I'm going to poop a baby out. I don't know why. I'm just loopy, dude. You're going through so much. So, she tells me to tell her when I start feeling like I'm about to, like, quote-unquote poop. And she'd just been in my room. And I didn't want to be a bother. I had this, like, mindset of, like, I don't want to bother anyone. I don't want to, like, yell too loud. But screw that. Like, you need to, like, this is your time. This is your time and not anyone else's. You don't have to be courteous to other people. I mean, be kind and loving and be, like, a human. But, like, I was worried about, like yelling too loud at, like, the pain or things like that. Like, no, that is your time. Like, you need to express how you feel. It's so important to express how you feel. And if you don't feel comfortable having someone that will advocate for you and tell the doctors and nurses and other people in your room how you are feeling, it's just so important. So at this point, for some reason, they allowed my sister to be in the room, which it was like a maximum of 3 guests in 2018, but they let my sister come in, and it was incredible having her in there. Like, she literally is a labor and delivery nurse. She knew everything that was going on. It was amazing. I tell her, I'm like, dude, I'm feeling like he's about to come out. And I didn't want to be a bother, but I was like, I need to call my nurse. So I called her back in and I'm like, he is low. And she checks me and like his head was coming out in like no time. It was crazy how fast it went. So she has me do practice contractions or practice pushing. So she gets my legs up in the stirrups and she's kind of coaching me through it. It's so hard to know how to push, you know? How do you know? You can't practice it. How I would describe it is I focused on pushing like I was gonna poop. And, you know, you might poop on the table. It is what it is. They've seen it. They just put it in a little bag and they throw it away. I didn't poop. Everyone told me I didn't poop. Now that I'm thinking about it, you totally could and people just lie. So I was pushing like I was pooping. And then you kind of get feedback from your nurse of like, yeah, that's good. Keep it right there and you'll know. Okay, when I clench these stomach muscles, it's going faster. So his head is sticking out and she says he has hair. And I was like, can I have a mirror? And they brought a mirror out so I can see my legs spread eagle and I can see his little head coming out. And it was crazy. I ask if I can touch his head and I get to put my fingers down there and I felt his hair. And guys, that is crazy. That moment of like, you know your baby's in there, but like when you touch them, it just is mind blowing. And then I'm like, Shane, touch his hair. And he's like, no, that's okay. So it all happens pretty fast. The doctors come in and they set it up for delivery. And so the actual doctor comes in and she was just so awesome. And for some reason, okay, so Nikki was in the room too, because remember how I said that the liquid was yellow on the floor? He had pooped inside me. So Nikki was in there just in case. There were a lot of nurses, a lot. There was one nurse to my left, over my left knee in the stirrup. It was this girl who had tattoos, and she was like maybe Samoan, and she just was my girl. Like when I was pushing good, she was like, yeah, mama, right there, hold that, you got that. And that girl is the reason why Oliver came out so fast. Her coaching and her encouragement, oh, it could like bring tears to my eyes. She was amazing. I get him out in like 4 pushes. Kid is 9 pounds, 11 ounces. Crazy. They put him up on my stomach. This is all in the labor and delivery video. I rub my fingers along his belly and back, and my world is shook. Is that the right term? I don't know. Feeling your baby's body for the first time is out of this world. You made that human. You felt them grow inside of you from a mustard seed. It's just, it's half of you and half of this other person that you're with. Like, It is just beyond the way that God created this process is, it's hard to explain, like the love that you just feel for them. You sacrifice so much for them and you create this life. You felt like horrible for all this time, but the reward at the end of meeting them, beyond me. If you're pregnant right now and you're listening to this, like, you will have that motivation. You will have the strength to endure whatever you have to endure to get them out safely. And the reward at the end of seeing their face, seeing their eyes, seeing their hands, their feet, oh my gosh, it's just, there's so many scary things when you talk about labor and delivery. But that moment of seeing and touching your child for the first time trumps it all. Absolutely. Triumphs it all. So I get him for a second, and then they have to take him to the bed and clear all his airways and stuff. And this part was honestly like not really traumatic, but a little bit of, I was just crying and I couldn't see him over everyone. And I just felt, when he came out, I was so used to him being in my belly that it felt so weird to have him away from me. And I was just yelling, I can't see my baby, I can't see my baby. And Shane was with him and my mom was with him. And so that brought me peace. And then here came the postpartum start. The start of postpartum. Postpartum is a topic that there could be 10,000 conversations about. So first things first, you got to get the placenta out. I don't remember it being hard to get the placenta out. It came out. I don't know. I didn't have to push it out. Some people say it's really painful. I didn't feel anything. They like showed it to me. They're about to throw it in the trash. I was like, wait, I want to see my placenta. I want to see what I made that too. Like, that's crazy. I want to see it. And I saw it for a second and then that was it. I wish I would have known to be like, can I just like look at it for a little bit longer? But I was too busy doing other things. So they start stitching me up and the epidural was definitely wearing off. I could feel so much. Like, it wasn't like I was completely numb. I guess I should talk about that too. The epidural definitely took the edge off of the contractions, but I felt all the pressure. I felt everything. Like, not like it would be if I didn't have the epidural, but I felt them stitching me up at the end. And they use this like scoopy half moon needle. And like, I felt that tugging through my lady parts. So they're like scooping through and they're stitching me up, and all I could think of, like, I just want to see my baby. I just want to see, hold him. So they wrap him up and they bring him over to me. I'm all like covered up now. I think I had been finished getting stitched, and they put him right there and I get to like look in his eyes for the first time. And I was just blown away by his hair, his eyebrows, his nails. Like, he was this tiny person that I made. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then, gosh, I totally forgot this until right now. My dad came in and met him that night, and I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that at all. It kind of, my memory jumps to later when it was just Shane and I, everyone had left. It's so weird that I don't remember that. And, I had already tried to nurse him before, but honestly, my memory is not good. So this was my like first memory of nursing him. And my nipple was just like so big for his mouth. It was so hard to get that latch. But I mean, we did it and he slept for a little. And then I guess that kind of concludes my labor and delivery. I guess I'll finish with the night. So just the special moments from that night were Shane holding him in the rocking chair and just holding him. It was just us two in the room. And I'm just like looking at my husband holding our son. And I'm just like floored, but also exhausted. Felt like I got hit by a truck, but just floored. There's like this cloud after you have a baby of just like, for like the first like 5 days, you'll feel tired, but like you won't feel tired. Like, you just are in this kind of like dreamlike state. And I just was watching him, and Oliver was just getting to know his face and I nursed him a few times, and just this bliss, man, this baby bliss. And then I would love to share the story of postpartum healing next. So thank you so much for listening to my labor and delivery story. Again, I just want to reiterate that I really want to start this podcast. I want to figure out how to do it and have guests on and talk about all the motherhood things. Trying to get pregnant, infertility, being pregnant, the struggles of being pregnant, the victories of being pregnant, managing your relationship through pregnancy, and the transition of welcoming a child into your relationship, postpartum healing, postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, but also like the victories of postpartum and the happy things, so that it's not just all focusing on the hard, because there's always hard. Life is hard, but there's always like victory that comes along with that and stuff to be thankful for and grateful for. So my name is Kristen Lamont. My son now is gonna be 2 in 3 weeks. Crazy. That was almost 2 years ago exactly. And you can follow me on Instagram, kristen.lamont. My name is kristen.lemmon. It's like lemon, but with 2 M's. And I'm also on YouTube, Kristen Lamont. And yeah, I just really love if you wanted to connect and be a part of a community of moms who talk about it all, but not complaining. You know, there's just such a fine line. So I hope that this brought some encouragement of that you will have the strength, you will have the power, and you will get through labor and delivery no matter what happens. You will feel motivated for that baby. And this is just my story, so if you can't relate to this, don't feel ashamed. Being different doesn't mean shame. I'd love to share so many other labor and delivery stories, but thank you so much for watching. I hope that you feel encouraged. I hope that you take care of yourself so that you can pour into your children and your family. And I hope that you have a really great day, night, week, weekend, whatever it is. Bye, guys.